local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Now we press on to hour number two on a Wednesday, Juneteenth. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon drive each and every day. We appreciate it very, very much. We start, as we always do, with today's top three stories. In the Gulf, the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season belongs to Alberto, and it is currently hitting Texas with heavy rain. Here's Rory O'Neill with the latest.
Alberto is huge, with tropical storm force winds extending more than 400 miles north of the center of circulation, making the storm system a threat to Mexico and Texas. The National Hurricane Center predicts Alberto will weaken quickly after making landfall Thursday, but it could dump 5 to 10 inches of rain in Texas, up to 20 inches in higher terrain in Mexico, and that threatens landslides. Alberto is the first storm in what is expected to be an active year in the tropics. I'm Rory O'Neill.
Thank you, Rory. Some major decisions likely coming this week from the U.S. Supreme Court, as some major decisions are expected before they recess at the end of the month. Among them, a ruling on former President Trump's claim that he is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes committed while in office. Other looming decisions include cases on the obstruction charges against the January 6th Capitol rioters and abortion access in medical emergencies. And the U.S. military expects to reopen a pier anchored to Gaza soon to deliver humanitarian aid to the region. DOD officials say that they are aiming to get the pier up and running sometime this week after it was damaged by rough weather. It was first set up in late May as a way to get more aid into Gaza, where Palestinians are struggling to access basic necessities as Israel's war against Hamas continues. We'll get a look at our local headlines right after traffic and weather together, starting with Alan Strum.
Similar weather is expected for the next several days, with about a 30% chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Sun and clouds in the skies with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Again on Thursday, a little breezy at times, and this breezy weather is causing high seas and deadly rip currents across northern Gulf Coast beaches. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And as for the roads here, we did have a lot of backups on the bridge coming from Navarre Beach, approaching Navarre Parkway. Some of that congestion is lingering, but the majority of it has seemingly died down. However, we do have some, you know, typical evening traffic developing on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, and on I-10 if you're traveling westbound just passing Pensacola Boulevard and approaching the Pine Forest Road area. That congestion at this time is actually pretty extensive, but there is no confirmation of an accident at this time. Nonetheless, something to look out for, though. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Joe?
All right, thank you. Looking at local headlines, a 32-year-old Pensacola man is charged for a shooting in Escambia County earlier this week. Roderick Rivers was arrested yesterday on charges of attempted homicide and vehicle theft. Sheriff's deputies say they made contact with the victim early Monday morning at a local hospital. The victim said the shooting took place at North Green and West Jackson Streets. No additional details have been released. Talked to Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves this morning, talking about Bay Bluffs Park. Of course, that was one of the three major projects to survive Governor DeSantis's veto pen last week. $2.2 million appropriated for the restoration. City leaders will be looking at moving that project forward in the next few weeks.
Next step will be, I'll tell you this, though, will be getting with Conservation Florida. We're setting up a meeting now. Obviously, they're a big part of this grant and what the future is going to be, and they've done this before. They'll have a lot of expertise.
And Mayor Reeves says it's just too soon to know how many of the wooden pathways and stairs in the park will have to be replaced. He says by the time the project is complete, it'll likely be a completely new park with new and different amenities. Escambia County's Tourism Development Committee is scrambling to use a loophole to get around a state statute of how funds are spent by organizations. During this week's TDC meeting, Assistant County Attorney Kristen Huell said that four organizations, ACE, Pensacola Sports, Pensacola Mardi Gras, and African American Heritage, use TDC dollars for administrative costs while not acting as DMOs.
They have not been designated as a destination marketing organization or tourism bureau. Those would be unauthorized expenditures under the statute. And because they do a lot of tourism marketing, mostly sports tourism, that's what they do, the county could designate them as a sports tourism marketing organization and continue the program as it has been.
That the suggestion from committee chair David Baer, the board unanimously agreed to pass the issue on to the Board of County Commissioners for a resolution to that effect. Commissioner Bergosh, who serves on the committee, seemed to suggest that even if the board were to take that action, Clerk of Court Pam Childers could still withhold the checks to those organizations. Of course, there was a legal battle that lasted a couple of years over payments withheld to Scambia County Commissioners' retirement accounts that ultimately a judge ruled in Pam Childers' favor. So more to come on that, I'm sure. 516 here at News Radio Pensacola. Also, NAACP of Okaloosa County is holding a town hall meeting later on this month on the death of senior airman Roger Fortson. It'll be at the Ford Walton Beach Civic Auditorium on June 29th. His mother and community leaders are going to be on hand to discuss that incident. He was shot and killed when an Okaloosa County deputy responded to an alleged domestic incident. The deputy involved, of course, since fired by the sheriff's office. A criminal investigation still underway with the state attorney's office and FDLE. We'll take a break there. When we return, state and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Even though so many corporations are celebrating Gay Pride Month, my Christian faith just won't let me. After all, there are seven places in Scripture where homosexuality is addressed and condemned. And my heart genuinely breaks for individuals who are caught up in that lifestyle. I want to see them washed, sanctified, and justified, as is described in 1 Corinthians 6. I want to see them saved. No one loves the LGBTQ people more than Jesus does. No one is able to help them like he can. But for the Christian to celebrate Gay Pride Month is not love. 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, explains that love rejoiceth not in iniquity. It's saying Christians can't celebrate sin. Love doesn't do that. To celebrate any type of sin, instead of warn against it, is to personally escort individuals straight to hell. So Christian person, let us be loving enough to warn others about sin and invite them to the Savior.
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Open your heart and home.
Adopt a teen, sibling, group, or child with special needs.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
All right, 522 here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin on Pensacola right now. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 262-6111. Traffic and weather update in about 3 minutes from right now after our state headlines today. Citizens Insurance, of course, the state's so-called insurer of last resort, is a step closer to raising rates.
We say for primary, it doesn't matter what the actual indication is. Everybody in that territory is getting 14%, period.
The company's Board of Governors today met and approved an overall rate increase of 14%. And if it's approved by the State Office of Insurance Regulation, the new rates would take effect in January. Citizens currently provides coverage for 1.2 million Florida policyholders.
And some Good Samaritans are credited with making a big find in the Florida Keys. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office says the boaters found a package containing nearly two dozen individually wrapped kilograms of cocaine in the water about 7 miles off of Isla Morada on Saturday. Border Patrol agents took control of the package and found it contained 65 pounds of cocaine. The estimated street value is over $1 million.
Meanwhile, in South Florida, investigation continuing after some synagogues received bomb threats that happened in Coral Gables, Hollywood, and about 50 others across the state. The synagogues were evacuated and searched, but nothing was found. A 26-year-old man was arrested in Palm Beach County. Paul Morris is accused of writing threats of mass shootings or terrorism.
And Florida making what the governor calls substantial investments in pediatric and cancer care. Governor Ron DeSantis signed three bills yesterday that he says further health care innovation, research, and patient care. One of them grants a grant program aimed at advancing research and cures for rare pediatric diseases. Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Latipo says that these investments will help ensure Floridians continue having as many opportunities as possible to achieve their health goals.
Also, some Pinellas County homeowners are dealing with a bit of sticker shock. Residents at the Villas of Carillon in Feather Sound recently got bills for their HOA's special assessment. They're being asked to pay $60,000 by October. The HOA says it needs to fully fund its reserves, and it's at a critical point with respect to capital improvement projects. Residents are being given four payment options. A meeting is set for tomorrow. That will not be energized at all.
Yeah.
One homeowner says a lot of people will probably lose their home if they can't make the payments and can't find a buyer. I looked up, I did a search of the Villas of Carillon.
Oh, yeah, you said you were going to dig into that.
Realtor.com. I found one house, 285 Valencia Circle in St. Petersburg. It's apparently pending sale at a cost of $529,000. So, not quite as expensive as I thought when I hear. Yeah.
Expensive,
I
mean, house, but not like a mansion. You
know? Yeah. So a $60,000 assessment that is due in 3.5 months. That seems a little harsh to me, but
yeah,
HOAs, man.
That's unreal. 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Taking a look here, we've got some very minor congestion on I-10. This is if you're traveling westbound. Let's say you just got off of I-110 north and are traveling passing Pensacola Boulevard. We do have some minor backups. It reached for a bit there, but very minor at this time, luckily. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, also having its typical evening backups. And then outside of that, there does not appear to be too much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Similar weather is expected for the next several days with about a 30% chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Sun and clouds in the skies with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Again on Thursday, a little breezy at times, and this breezy weather is causing high seas and deadly rip currents across northern Gulf Coast beaches. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
I did look here, Tampa Bay. What is it? WTSP in Tampa. Just okay. A little bit here, a little bit more info on this. HOA leaders wrote their reserves have not been fully funded in its 20-year history. The community is presented with significant financial challenges moving forward. Let's see. Community-wide balcony repairs, waterproofing, garage flat roof replacements, painting. So the letter says asking residents to vote on the special assessment plan to fund those reserves. Again, the meeting is tomorrow. So here are the four options that the homeowners have here.
Okay.
Pay $60,000 in four quarterly installments.
So $15,000 a month.
Pay $60,000 in 32 quarterly installments over 8 years. That's $1,875 a quarter.
Okay.
It's
more accommodating.
A little bit. Pay $11,650 in four quarterly installments, or increase HOA monthly dues for 8 years from $575 to $1,200.
Hmm. So you're either going to be trying to rip the Band-Aid off and do these like hefty quarterly payments, or you're just going to be, you know, paying it off for 8 years, like a second home almost.
Yeah.
I mean, ugh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Listen, my wife and I just moved. We're in an HOA. We you know, it's one of those where it's like, okay, there's a community pool, there's this, but it's like, right, you know, $500 a year or something like that. And I don't think it's going to be something where one of those HOAs, you know, but listen, man, if I get a $60,000 bill in the mail, because the HOA hasn't been able to keep up their checkbooks,
yeah,
we're going to have problems.
Yeah, and understandably so.
Yeah.
Here nationally, crews making progress in the battle against the largest wildfire burning in California right now. Containment of the nearly 16,000-acre post-fire burning in northern L.A. And parts of Ventura County have increased 8% overnight to 39%. One commercial structure was destroyed by fire, and there has been one injury.
Congress is moving forward on another sale of weapons to Israel. Two top Democrats had been holding up the sale due to concerns over how Israel was using the weapons, but both Democrats yesterday approved the $18 billion weapons package, which includes 50 F-1 fighter jets and air-to-air missiles.
And similarly to that theme there, growing number of Democrats planning to skip Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress, including Elizabeth Warren along with Bernie Sanders, so a couple senators there, and Representatives Ro Khanna, Jim Clyburn, and dozens of other progressive lawmakers, they have already announced that they will not attend.
Louisiana, now the first state to officially require the Ten Commandments be displayed in all public classrooms. The new law calls for a poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments to be put up in all classrooms from kindergarten through public universities by the beginning of next year. Critics have questioned whether or not the law is constitutional, with some saying lawsuits are likely. I would not say likely. I would say it is a certainty that there will be.
For sure.
I like the spirit. I like the idea for sure. But,
just knowing how society is.
Public universities, yeah, that's... that's going to be an issue for a lot of people there for sure. 5:30 the time right now. We'll get a look at our sports headlines. another sports legend passing away in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we've had Bill Walton, Jerry West.
Bill Walton,
yeah,
Jerry
West. Friends
with
him. And, yeah, you guys weren't on
and
terms.
Now
like that.
Willie Mays.
Yeah, so, that's just wild.
I'm John Saucier. Areas along the Texas coast seeing some road flooding and dangerous rip currents. Tropical Storm Alberto, the first named storm of what's forecast to be a busy hurricane season.
Tropical Storm Alberto making its way onto the coast of Mexico near Tampico, to be exact. But the impacts and the elements of this storm are go on for hundreds of miles.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray, much as 5 to 10 inches of rain expected in some areas, according to the National Hurricane Center. A migrant from Ecuador has been charged with raping a 13-year-old girl in New York City will have his day in court. He entered the United States illegally 3 years ago through the Eagle Pass, Texas crossing. And in Louisiana, they become the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. Republican Governor Jeff Landry on Wednesday signing that bill mandating those displays. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Apple has stopped issuing loans through Apple Pay Later, its buy now, pay later program that launched last year. The move comes after Apple said it would start allowing installment loans through third-party companies such as Affirm. Users with open loans will continue to have access to Apple Pay Later to manage and pay their balance. The Federal Trade Commission has sued Adobe, alleging the software company violated consumer protection laws by making it too difficult for consumers to cancel their subscriptions. The cancellation process includes speaking with multiple representatives, having to navigate through multiple online pages, and more. In addition, Adobe pushed users towards annual subscriptions without adequately disclosing that canceling in the first year could cost hundreds of dollars. An Adobe spokesperson has not publicly responded. The stock market is closed for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you in. This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Monty Williams was fired just 1 year after being named the coach of the Pistons. Sure, no one likes getting let go, but it's important to note that the now former Pistons coach had 5 years and $65 million remaining on his contract. Now the question is, will Monty relax and count his cash or get back into coaching right away? And if he does the latter, the Lakers are sitting right there, and wouldn't it be something if LA left J.J. Redick at the altar and hired Monty? I'm Zach Gelb.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Free. Who doesn't love free? With Milo's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/Milo's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
Now at O'Reilly, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $9 and receive 2x O Rewards points in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Say Willie, say hey,
say who?
Swinging at the plate, say hey,
say who?
Say Willie, that giant kid is great. When he hits the ball, it's long gone, man. Hits it farther than Camp began. Swings the bat like a little lead pipe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. It's a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. Got some typical evening traffic on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some increasing if you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive. Luckily, though, outside of those couple of spots, there doesn't appear to be much holding you up.
Similar weather is expected for the next several days with about a 30% chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Sun and clouds in the skies with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Again on Thursday, a little breezy at times, and this breezy weather is causing high seas and deadly rip currents across northern Gulf Coast beaches. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 538 here at News Radio Pensacola. And so we were talking about this yesterday, just a couple of hours before the news broke that Willie Mays passing away at the age of 93, just 2 days before the Major League Baseball Negro League tribute game between his Giants and the Cardinals at Birmingham's Rickwood Field, the stadium where Willie Mays played his first two seasons in the Negro Leagues before joining the New York Giants. Up until yesterday, the greatest living baseball player. And, of course, I never saw him play. I've seen videos, of course, his infamous catch in the 1954 World Series. 660 home runs, and possibly, if not for two seasons, cut either short or cut out completely due to service in the Army. Probably the Hall of Fame, or I'm sorry, probably the home run record holder up until Hank Aaron. You talk about a legendary figure, character, baseball player. Willie Mays certainly at the top of that list. You had last hour, Austin, an interesting observation that this happened very similar to how Franco Harris, Steelers running back legend, died. Was it last 2 years ago, I think? Two seasons, yeah.
Yeah, because it would have been 2022.
Yeah, died within days of the Immaculate Reception game in which the Steelers planned this out to host the Raiders. I remember it was like one of the last weeks of the regular season, very cold night in Pittsburgh, but the Steelers had their throwback 70s-era uniforms on for that celebration, and Franco Harris passing away days before that. So a pretty eerie similarity there.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. It's just a very unfortunate coincidence, but yeah, very upsetting there. Keeping with the MLB theme, we did have a couple of local teams show out today. Braves beat the Tigers 7-0, and the Marlins beat the Cardinals 4-3. We'll also say that in about an hour, Rays at Twins will be getting underway. Not televised, but nonetheless, if you care to follow the Rays, which I'm sure a lot of you do, you're going to want to keep that one in mind. Moving over to the NBA. Well, actually, no. You know what? Let's not do that. All right. College baseball, College World Series. We are in the bottom of the ninth right now. Florida State has one man on first, He's on first. No outs. They're down 7-2.
Who's on first?
Okay, buddy. Yes, and I do get that reference.
You did. Awesome. Yes. I fully expected you not to.
No, I do get that. Yes. okay. Anyway, yeah, so they got a man on first, zero outs, but they're down by five. It's not looking too good. Hopefully, by the time we get into our final sports segment of the evening, about an hour from now,
yeah, we'll update you here when it happens.
Oh, but, yeah, I guess, since it's probably minutes away. Good call. But, yeah, so just keep that in mind. Also, we're going to have Florida rematching Texas A&M starting at 6 p.m., so in just about 20 minutes on ESPN. Beyond that, in the NFL, Kansas making a serious run at becoming the new home for the Chiefs and Royals. State legislature approved a bill that would authorize state bonds to help finance new stadiums and practice facilities for both teams on the Kansas side of the Kansas City metro area. And this comes after Missouri residents voted against continuing to use a local sales tax to pay for those same kinds of renovations. So, I mean, it's business. It looks like Kansas.
Listen, if you're
going to
lose, if you as a state are going and fan base are going to lose sports teams, losing it to a municipality in a state that is like a 10-minute drive away is a good way to do it.
Yeah, no, that's about as passively as that can go down. But nonetheless, it's going to be a bummer. I mean, because now ain't the time to start losing the Chiefs. In the NHL, it's a long flight back to Edmonton for the Florida Panthers, unfortunately. They couldn't close out the Stanley Cup Finals last night either. The Oilers' Connor McDavid tallied 2 goals and 2 assists in the 5-3 win.
Yeah.
And since winning the first 3 games in the series, the Panthers have dropped the last 2, and now Game 6 is going to be in Edmonton on Friday night. Can they do it, Joe?
You know what? I'm telling you, man. After that 3-0, every time the Oilers grab a win in this thing, I just think the pressure is just going to ratcheting up. And if you've ever thought about getting into the sport of hockey as a casual observer, may I suggest tuning
now
in to Friday night, because the Edmonton Oilers Arena is going to be a madhouse. They play both the U.S. and the Canadian national anthems, and that's going to be awesome. Connor McDavid is the best player in hockey, I would say, and the most electrifying player in hockey. So getting to watch him, he is so fast, and just his movement with the puck and everything. So he is worth the price of admission right there. But
yeah.
Stanley Cup finals, especially in elimination game 6, and if there's a game 7, I would say is probably for me ranked second in the greatest
like scenery
playoff sporting events behind a game 7 in baseball.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, as you said, especially, man, we're talking Edmonton and hockey here, trying to make a comeback. That setting is just going to be electric. And yeah, in the NBA, we always talk about how we've never had a 3-0 comeback. We have in the NHL, but I think it was like the Maple Leafs did it in 42 or something. So it's like, it's been a while. And then lastly here, I just mentioned the NBA, the Pistons firing head coach Monty Williams. This is just a year after giving him the richest coaching contract ever. This season, they endured a historic 28-game losing streak and a record of 14-68. So close to playoff contention there. Williams is owed $65 million.
That's a good golden parachute right there.
Yeah, that's just – it's – man, what a fall from grace for Detroit. And in the WNBA, the LA Sparks have announced that rookie Cameron Brink has torn her ACL. She was trying to drive in, you know, to score against the Connecticut Sun yesterday. I think it was pretty early in the game. She landed awkwardly on her left foot, and she immediately fell to the ground. It looked like she shouted, grabbed her knee.
Yeah.
It's just, once again, just a very unfortunate circumstance there for the young star.
Yeah. I also saw yesterday that, and I don't think anybody is going to complain about this, but the PGA Tour is making a special exception for Tiger Woods.
Really?
In that they are creating a special sponsor exemption for any golfer that has 80 or more tour wins. He is the only one on that list. But basically what it does is that due to his exceptional lifetime achievement, he will be able to compete in 8 signature events every year, as long as he wants to.
Wow.
That includes the Memorial, Travelers, Pebble Beach Pro-Am, and the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And so, yes, the PGA Tour needs to milk that cow as long as humanly possible, and that's the right way to do it because, listen, if Tiger Woods is going to show up, people are going to watch. It doesn't matter if he's 55 or 75 years old. Of course, being a Masters winner, he can play Augusta as many times as he wants as well. But, yeah, that's a smart business decision by the PGA Tour there.
Yeah, to lay a red carpet out like that for him just shows how much of an impact he had. Just past 5:45 here, another very quick check of the roads and weather. It's not getting too bad. It's actually dying down a little bit. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile still has minor congestion, but nothing too crazy. May have a little bit on Caroline Street as well. This is if you are traveling eastbound towards, what road is this again? I always forget this one. Chemukla Highway, yes. If you are traveling eastbound on Highway 90 towards Chemukla, we do have some minor backups there. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
Breezy weather at times will continue right on into Thursday. And along the coastal areas, we've got high seas and dangerous rip currents. Double red flags are flying, meaning that the Gulf waters are close to swimming. I expect that'll continue right on into Thursday as well. As for the weather, about the same over the next several days. Warm and humid, highs in the upper 80s to low 90s, each day with about a 30% chance for a shower or storm. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Austin Moore renters are staying put as the least affordable home sales market in decades is affecting rental costs. Here's Aaron Rayall.
According to market forecasters, asking rents for new leases are likely to rise 2% nationwide, well below the double-digit rates of the pandemic years. Nationally, asking rents for new leases are flat over the past 12 months, but those figures are heavily influenced by the Sun Belt, where record-high supply has seen rents and new leases come down in cities like Austin, Phoenix, and Nashville, Tennessee. Strong job growth has also compelled some landlords to raise rents. Aaron Rayall, NBC News Radio.
And a federal task force is recommending intensive counseling for children struggling with obesity. Might have to see if I can get grandfathered in here. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force published its recommendations on Tuesday, calling for behavioral interventions for kids ages 6 and older with a high body mass index. The new guidelines replaced their 2017 guidance that only recommended that children be screened for obesity. The new report claims that nearly 1 in 5 U.S. kids have obesity and that the rate is higher among Latino, Black, and Native American children, as well as children from lower-income families.
NVIDIA now the most valuable public company in the world after share prices rose yesterday, pushing the chipmaker past Microsoft. The market cap hitting $3.3 trillion. Really, since the end of 2022, it's taken off as the company's chips are in demand for use in AI.
And the second largest school district in the nation, one step closer to banning cell phones and social media during school days. The LA United School District Board proposal is intended to help kids from being distracted by social media, improve learning, lessen anxiety, clamp down on cyberbullying, you know, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
The board members just voted 5-2 in favor of the resolution to take 120 days to develop new policies, debate them, and pass a final resolution to implement them by next year.
You know, far be it from me to agree generally with anything that a legislative body in California does, but I really don't hate this. I really don't.
Yeah.
I know you do, you young buck. Yeah. Maybe I'm just the get off my lawn guy here, but no, I think there's certainly validity. And of course, being in a generation where cell phones really came around, when I was in high school, college age, they were around before that, but I mean mass adoption. I know it's possible to go through a school day and not look at a cell phone once. It is not that far gone from where we were as a society, and I believe that we can do that again. If only there was some slogan that I could come up with that would cause us to think of better times.
So. I was about to say, it sounded like you needed a podium there for a moment. Yes. I will say, this may not sound too bad for people who not only lived through a post or a pre-cell phone, you know, schooling, but people who, like, if you didn't really have a problem with school, I despised school.
Sure, yeah.
So I wanted anything.
Well, I mean, I didn't love school either. I mean,
yeah, I mean, and
but you
most
know what I
don't.
Did? I made friends. I interacted with people face to face.
I made a few. Defied the odds. I made a few. Let's see some pop culture notes very quickly here. A documentary about a Northern California woman who faked her kidnapping is coming to Hulu. The 3-episode series called The Perfect Wife, The Mysterious Disappearance of Sherry Papini, focuses on the 6-year saga beginning with her disappearance from her Redding area home in November of 2016. 3 weeks after her disappearance, she was found on the side of a road in Sacramento, bruised and scarred from burns. But her story of being kidnapped and tortured began to unravel. For those 3 weeks, Papini was willfully staying with her ex-boyfriend in Southern California, and her wounds were self-inflicted. She was sentenced to 18 months in prison for lying to the FBI, and the documentary begins streaming tomorrow.
It's been about 37 years since the Mel Brooks classic Spaceballs hit theaters, so it's about time to introduce the Star Wars parody to a new generation with the sequel. So if you've just been waiting on pins and needles for that, there's good news for you. Not much is known about it, though, except it'll be produced by Brooks for Amazon and starring Josh Gad. Mm-hmm. I have not seen Spaceballs. The only thing that I know about it is Rick Moranis, who is from the Honey, I Blew Up and Honey, I Shrunk the Kid movies back in the 90s.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of him in a ridiculously large Darth Vader helmet, but that is literally all I know about this movie.
Yeah, this rings a bell now that I hear, like, Mel Brooks and Star Wars parody, but I haven't seen it either, I don't believe.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break on that note. Wacky Stories Good News coming up next.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and my left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We had 4 scenes from Days of Our Milton, the Milton City Council Melodrama Theater, including, and I kid you not, a turf war between 2 different rival factions of butterfly advocates. Literally, the Great Butterfly Gang War of 2024. It's the most Milton thing you've ever heard of. Also talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves and went through the Shoot House experience I had and the debrief from that. You can watch the video on our Facebook page and check out the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Seven to two was your final. Probably should have said that before we went to break because I think it did officially end before then. But yes, Florida State falls to Tennessee. 7-2, they have now been sent packing once again from the College World Series. So,
well, that was the final. So you said 7-2? That was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that was it.
So we got, all right, so tonight we got Florida, Texas A&M.
And if Texas A&M wins, Florida goes home.
All right, so, but Texas A&M hasn't lost yet. That's what we both think. All right. So then Tennessee goes on to play who?
Well, that's the thing, don't they?
Or no, they would play the winner of this.
A&M. The thing. So Florida has to beat A&M twice to make it to the title series and face
championship
Tennessee.
Series.
So it's all SEC is what this means.
All right. Isn't there another bracket though, or is this it?
But that's that's the thing. You have 2 4-team pods in the World Series, right? And then the winner from both of those.
Okay.
So that's the thing. It's looking like it's either going to be Tennessee facing A&M or Florida, either way.
Why can't they just make it simple like the NCAA tournament bracket?
I don't know. Baseball is kind of weird. 5:55, one last quick check at the roads and weather for this hour. Sorry, I bored us with sports there for a moment. There does not appear to be anything going on the roads, though, so that's one bright side. So if you're dealing with any problems wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Breezy weather at times will continue right on into Thursday. And along the coastal areas, we've got high seas and dangerous rip currents. Double red flags are flying, meaning that the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. I expect that'll continue right on into Thursday as well. As for the weather, about the same over the next several days. Warm and humid, highs in the upper 80s to low 90s, each day with about a 30% chance for a shower or storm. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, so... So Tennessee goes on to the championship series.
With this win, yes.
All right. So then now it's Texas A&M and Florida.
Yeah.
And Florida, I gotcha. So Florida has to beat them twice to get to the champion. Okay.
Florida State had to do, but they couldn't beat them once. So.
All right. Bummer. Gotcha. Very good. All right, recapping our top stories of the day. The Tropical Storm Alberto, now formally the first Atlantic hurricane season named storm. It is, the outer bands dumping a lot of rain on the East Texas coast. The eye is going to pass over eastern Mexico. U.S. Supreme Court has a couple of big decisions to make here before the end of the month. There is expectation that some of those decisions could be coming either tomorrow or Friday. Among them, a ruling on President Trump's claim that he's immune from prosecution for alleged crimes committed while in office, others involving cases on the obstruction charges against the January 6th Capitol rioters. And the U.S. military expects to reopen a pier anchored to Gaza soon to deliver humanitarian aid to the region. Looking at some wackier stories, Austin, anything catching your eye today?
Well, we had a fella in New Mexico who allegedly torched his ex-girlfriend's house, but he was literally tripped up by his own mistakes.
Right.
Cops say 46-year-old Artemio Sanchez Ortega was caught on a neighbor's security camera, and he was easily identifiable because not only was his truck caught on the surveillance video, but also because as he was trying to escape, he caught himself on fire. A professional in the crime field, for sure.
Absolutely. Cops in Lakeland, Florida, got a call about a disturbance over the weekend. The suspect was gone by the time they got there. They were able to ID him, though. Turned out that Josh Garrett was already wanted for violating probation, so they tracked him down to his workplace nearby, and they confirmed that he had walked inside, but nobody saw him leave. So, of course, they started searching the building and eventually found him hiding in the ceiling after his phone started ringing. Yes, the pesky cell phone there in his pocket started ringing. That's why you always got to put it on silent. That's the moral of this story.
Felons, take note. Yep. Always put your phone on silent.
How about some good news here? We have students at Tennessee Tech helping out a 12-year-old girl who loves music and wanted to play drums. She was born without hands. So they came up with custom prosthetics to make it happen. They spent the whole semester designing them and making them with a 3D printer. She says they work great, and they're helping her prove that she can do anything she wants to in life.
That was a perfect segue story because it showed the good and the bad of technology.
Yeah.
It's a special day for 26 black veterans from Atlanta, Georgia. Of course, we've been touching on the Juneteenth theme. The military heroes are members of the first ever Juneteenth honor flight to Washington, D.C. The veterans will visit the memorials built in their honor and for those who sacrificed their lives in war. Today's honor flight includes a 101-year-old veteran, along with 4 women and 3 Purple Heart recipients. So quite a stacked lineup.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. All right, that'll do it for hour number 2. Channel 3 News at 6 coming up next, and we're back in about 10 minutes for another full rundown. Anything you may have missed from the first 2 hours on Pensacola right now.